Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turteltaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics, coming to you today from New York, where I'm here for the Ethisphere Global Ethics Conference. And I'm joined today by Jim Shields of Twist and Shout Media. Jim, thanks for taking time away from the conference to talk to us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So you guys provide, are known for your Weekend with Bernie's interactive, sort of fun compliance training thing. I want to start by addressing really what's the elephant in the room for a lot of people, which is they have a really hard time getting their heads around the idea that compliance training can be fun and funny. How do you respond to somebody who says there's no place for that in compliance?
Well, you see, the problem we're solving is very specific. Compliance training can be very dry, and even a little bit patronizing at times. And what we're trying to do is get people's attention, which is the most sought-after commodity for employees. We need their attention. Open a channel down which we can send information. The channel we're using is entertainment, so we can actually get them to want to watch it. And so we give them context with these scenarios so that when the training happens, they know why they're being asked to sit through this training. Now, we don't do the actual training, but we create the channel, so we're looking at a campaign that runs for, say, 3 months. So it's a layer over the business instead of one day a year where you have to sit down and do your compliance training. That still happens, but at least you know why you're doing it because you saw the videos and you saw the posters and you saw the emails.
It's always intrigued me that people say, God, this compliance training and all this ethics training, it's boring. I don't like it. I already learned this stuff. And yet, these same people, like all of us, we go and we watch TV shows, movies, read books, and everything's about characters deciding what's the right thing to do, what's the wrong thing to do. I got myself in trouble. How did I end up this way? How do I get out of it? What do you think it is that we have these different reactions in the workplace versus outside of it?
Well, I think the problem that employees have is that the training is sold as an interruption. And so that's a problem. They've got a job to do. So it's already negative. It might be the right thing to do, and they might agree with the principles, but the way it's kind of sold to them is as an interruption to your working life. It's not very interesting sometimes, and that doesn't help. So what you're asking me to do is stop what I'm doing for a living and do something that is less interesting than I do day to day. The other thing is that if you people do want to do the right thing, I believe, and I believe most people appreciate the outcomes of this endeavor. In the office, if you've got people who feel that way, you've created a culture of compliance, and that means even if there is somebody who wants to engage in criminal activity, and let's face it, no amount of training is going to affect that person, they're at least amongst people who will spot things.
Right.
So that's really what I think is a benefit, is to try and create this culture where you, despite the training, create a situation where people do genuinely want to do the right thing. And really what the training helps with is identify what the right thing is. What do you mean by do the right thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I think is one of those things that it's difficult in that in the abstract, we all know what's right and wrong, but in the moment, it's often very difficult. Because we're caught up in a lot of different things, or we're dealing, as you said earlier, we've got all this stuff to do and we just got to get it done. And it just gets to be the easiest way to do it is to take that shortcut, and we convince ourselves it's not going to happen in a bad way. Where do you see, in terms of what's going on in the marketplace out there, are you seeing companies changing what they're training in? Is it the same core topics, or are you seeing any kind of an evolution into what are some of the new emerging risk areas out there?
I see the topics are generally fairly traditional because, like you say, it's almost what our mom and dad told us to do. You know, don't lie, don't steal.
Don't cheat.
Big stuff, you know.
Right.
So it doesn't divert too far from that. But I think what really is changing is the way we are engaging with employees. Workforces are becoming younger. You know, we're getting a lot of, dare I say, the M word, a lot of millennials joining the workforce. And they consume their content in a very different way to you or I might have done. They're used to the 3-minute YouTube hit. So if I need to know how to do something, I'm going to go straight to YouTube. You know, if I want to change a headlamp on my Volvo, I'm going to go to YouTube. And that's the default. And so,
by the way, I had a Volvo and wish there had been YouTube videos.
There you go.
At the time,
I know. Me too. Right.
I changed many a headlamp.
And that's the thing. With that in mind, we have to respond to that changing need. So it's not so much the core topics that change, although they're becoming more complicated. there are more nuanced versions of the same thing. So, like, you know, with anti-bribery, you may say, well, lunch with a vendor is fine, but lunch in Paris, not so much.
Right. You know, if you're based in Cleveland, it's a little hard to justify.
It's hard to get them on past compliance. And that's really the nuances coming into things. But you want to have that conversation, because now the conversation isn't really about what's right and wrong. The conversation is about definitions and where the line is. Mm-hmm. And what the short hit, sort of 3-minute YouTube type video is good at is explaining the principle and giving you context to that conversation. And all you know when you come out of that is you know you need to talk to compliance. And most companies are happy with that decision, because if you start to talk to compliance, it's open. If you have a problem with a superior and you talk to compliance, it's open. You're not just hiding it or remaining dumb about it, you know.
Well, and you've taken the first step, hopefully, to preventing the problem from escalating. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things as you start touching on is people are used to, not just millennials, but all of us consuming media in different ways, including the phone. And I love the irony of how the phone evolved is actually we're recording this on my phone.
Crazy.
And I'm speaking to a company to do a podcast on actually this coming Sunday night, because they're in Abu Dhabi, about they've moved their code of conduct into an app. You know, they have a regular one, but the whole thing is accessible by app. If you're looking to train people using phone-based training, is there any way different you think people should be thinking about it?
First of all, the amount of content. There's only so much you can deliver in text form, for example. Mm-hmm. So the traditional CBT training can be a lot of slides. That doesn't translate quite so well to the mobile platform. Short videos are good. Memes are good. This is a thing.
Right.
I have a 15-year-old daughter. I'm hearing all about memes. Uh-huh. It seems that's how young people communicate these days. And so that can travel far and wide. It does two things. It gets the principle across quickly, but in a really shareable way. So if you want people to share things around the organization, that's great. So
that's great. And that's actually a good way to point out that you can sort of leverage what's going on in the world around you to help your compliance training.
That's true.
Well, Jim, thanks for taking time out of the busy conference, and apologize to all of you for the noise in the background, because it is a busy conference. And thank you, too, for taking the time to listen. I'm Adam Turtletaub, saying I hope we were able to expand your compliance perspectives.